Manu Patra alerts dated the 5th of December 2019. Supreme Court has directed the Enforcement Directorate to speed up its investigations into the alleged role of JP Morgan in illegally helping the Amrapali Group divert funds meant for housing projects. The court examined the first status report adduced in the court by India's anti-money laundering agency and ordered it to expedite the probe and submit a report in this regard. Kerala High Court has rejected a petition seeking to stop the publication and distribution of a book penned by a nun on grounds that its contents were allegedly highly defamatory of the clergy, nuns and the faithful. The court, while rejecting the petition filed by nun Lisha Joseph, who claimed that the contents alleged immoral life by a section of priests and nuns of the Siromalabar Church, however, said she can approach the police. Supreme Court has restrained the Airports Authority of India from flying additional aircraft from the Agra airfield. However, the court allowed the AAI to build an additional terminal at the Agra airport, but with a caveat that no additional planes will land and take off from this site. Supreme Court has reiterated that only expressly created statutory first charges under central and state laws can take precedence over the claims of secured creditors under the Securitization and Reconstruction of Financial Assets and Enforcement of Securities Interest Act, 2002. The court further observed that it is not enough to merely provide for recovery of dues as arrears of land revenue. Supreme Court, while upholding the constitutional validity of Punjab Religious Premises and Land, Eviction and Rent Recovery Act, 1997, observed that separate classification of properties of religious institutions for rent legislation will pass a challenge under Article 14 of Constitution of India. The court ruled that religious institutions as held are meant to carry out public purpose. Delhi High Court has ruled that the religious institutions are also engaged in charitable activities, which are very much part of religious activities, and such activities along with organizing spiritual lectures are held to be religious. Therefore, BSSE cannot be denied the benefit of exemption since no personal benefit has arisen out of these lectures. Parliament has passed a bill to grant ownership rights to residents living in 1731 unauthorized colonies in Delhi, the National Capital Territory of Delhi, recognition of property rights of residents in unauthorized colonies. Bill, 2019, was passed by a voice vote in Rajya Sabha. It was already passed in Lok Sabha on the 28th of November. Uttarakhand High Court has directed the District Magistrate of Chamoli to return 2.5 crore rupees of the total 3 crore rupee deposited by the South Africa-based businessmen Ajay and Atul Gupta. The court ordered the return of the money after the DM submitted a detailed list of expenses incurred by various departments, including the Pollution Control Board and the Nagar Palika. Delhi High Court has reiterated the position of law that magistrate can take cognizance of an offence even after the expiry of a limitation period. The court noted that while doing so, the magistrate has to satisfy himself on the facts and in the circumstances of the case that the delay has been properly explained or that it is necessary to do so in the interest of justice. Bombay High Court has ruled that conducting a search without warrant is a breach of right to privacy. Further, the court also fined state government 25,000 rupee payable to the aggrieved petitioner for conducting a legal search. Delhi High Court, DHC, has rejected the petition seeking guidelines to be issued to the Delhi government for granting sanction to prosecute sedition and corruption cases. The court observed that it sees no reason to draft guidelines for government to follow while granting sanctions to prosecute sedition or corruption cases. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, Delhi, has held that an assessee is entitled to claim under Clause 7 of Subsection 1 of Section 36 of the Income Tax Act where the money is unable to be recovered due to inability or insolvency of the debtor to pay. In all other cases, the claim for allowance should have to be sustained under Subsection 1 of Section 37. Securities Appellate Tribunal has refused to give any further relief to HDFC Bank, ICICI Bank, Bajaj Finance and IndusInd Bank in Kavi Broking Share Pledge Case. The tribunal asked these companies to approach Securities and Exchange Board of India by the 6th of December with their pleas. Further, it directed the markets regulator to pass an order in the matter by the 12th of December.